Welcome back to Before Sleep, where we talk about anime, manga, webtoon, and other awesome stories. My name is Manuela, and this week happens to be my birthday! Yay! And I don't know why, because of that I was just thinking about like childhood animes, and I thought to do a review on my favorite ever childhood anime, which is Digimon Adventure 1! Yay! Remember that these reviews have actually some spoilers, but if you don't like spoilers, then you can see similar content on my YouTube channel Before Sleep. Now, ready? Here we go! So, okay, Digimon. I know right now there are out there like a lot of Digimon animes. Like now, even this year, they are making like a Digimon type of remake. I don't know if they already finished it, but I'm not really watching it right now. I don't know if I will watch it. For now, I don't think so. But anyways, like today, I'm gonna be talking is about the old Digimon, the 1991 Digimon Adventure 1. And yeah, that's the one I refer to as my favorite childhood anime. Of course, I watched like a lot of anime when I was a kid, and I have a lot of them that I remember and love, but this one was like, I guess, just more special. And then maybe I can just touch a little bit on Digimon 2 and Digimon Adventure 3. Now, the Digimon animation back then and now, still nowadays, is actually produced by Toei Animation, which I love. I adore the production and how they made everything for this anime. The characters were really well made. Everything was beautifully shown, like all the different landscapes and the way the actions and the battles occur. I really like it. And of course, for me back then, I was like really picky when watching an anime. Like it had to look pretty. Otherwise, I wouldn't have watched it. And Digimon is one of those that I consider looked really pretty. It was really nice, the colors, the design of everything. And of course, the adventure itself was amazing. On the other hand, one of the other things that I always loved about Digimon was actually the music. For every Digimon that I ever watched, like I think I watched Digimon 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I love all the openings, all the endings. I learned them all back then. And also, of course, I like the rhythm and the style, but I also like the lyrics of these songs. It's just really pretty and kind of motivational kind of song. And now, talking a little bit more about the Digimon story, basically it is about our normal human world, and one day these children go camping and mysteriously they get transported to another world that turns out to be a digital world full of creatures called Digimons, which are digital monsters. So these children are the Digidestined children, and each of them has like an assigned Digimon. And so them and their Digimon companion have the mission to save both worlds from the evil Digimons and the darkness. Actually, our story is pretty simple. Like, the main topic is really common. You just have like good and evil and people who is chosen to save the world. But I still love these kind of stories. I really love this kind of topic, and it does get a little bit more complex than it looks like as the story goes on. Like in the very beginning, we actually don't know why they were transported to this new world. They themselves don't know, and their Digimons don't know as well. So nobody really knows what they are doing there, so we discover everything with them at the same time. And also, one of the other things that I really love is the characters. Like, the characters have a lot of development, and that gives a lot of complexity to this story. So each of the characters has its own troubles and things to overcome, and they're gonna do it with the help of their Digimon companion. And another one of the things that I really love about this story are like all the relations that are made between the characters, like how their friendship actually develops, and also the relations they have with each of their Digimons. And also one of the other things that I really love is that it is not really centered around one character only, but actually all of the characters are really important, and it really goes into the story of each one of them. Even though we do have a little bit of like more protagonic kind of characters, which in this case would be Tai, and that is because he is like the leader of this group of children, and he is gonna have to learn how to actually be a leader, to not do everything on his own, and to actually get to understand better all of his friends or teammates, especially Matt, who is probably the other most protagonist character, and he is basically the opposite of Tai. He is more of an introvert. He doesn't really like to express emotions that much. He's kind of cold, but he's actually really, really kind, and he really worries about others a lot. So these two characters were like super important in the story, and I really love how they develop their relation. But as I said before, everybody is actually really important, and everybody has its own moment. Now, on the other hand, of course, the thing that got me the most about Digimon, like the thing I loved the most, was always the Digimons itself. Like, just the creation of these fantastic creatures was amazing for me. I just loved them. I thought they were so creative. One of the things that I really loved when I watched it was the fact that Digimons can just evolve into more, like, into stronger creatures with more abilities and powers. But after they do so, they can always return to their basic form. And depending on the level of energy they have, then they can even return to being a baby or an egg. So I just thought that was pretty cool. And actually, other thing that I really like about this anime, if you look into it a little bit deeper, is the fact that all these Digimons have like just the right moment to evolve. They cannot just evolve whenever they want to at first. And this evolution is actually really related to their person. Like, if the person that is in charge of them is having troubles or has not really overcome an issue or confront a problem, then they cannot really evolve. Like, just getting in danger is not enough to make the Digimon actually evolve. So because of this, the story is actually full of really cool moments, like action and things like that, but also really emotional moments at the same time. And that is actually attached to the next point I'm gonna talk about, which is the fact that each one of the children has like a unique characteristic that is represented in an emblem. So each one of these children receives an emblem that represents them, and for ones is like to be brave, for other ones is friendship, love, knowledge. So each one of the kids gets like a specific characteristic that represents them the most, even though they really don't feel that way. Like at the beginning, one of them feels like it's not brave enough, another one that she couldn't express love, so she couldn't understand why her emblem was love. And so we get all these things that they don't really think they match this characteristic, but actually they match it so well, they just have like to accept it. And this of course is gonna lead them to make their Digimons evolve into greater creatures. So it's just really cool, and if you see it that way, it actually gets a lot deeper, right? And of course the Digimons also have their own things to overcome, just as their person. Literally, they kind of reflect or have like a lot of similar characteristics to the person that is in charge of them. So this story kind of ends in Digimon 1 with everything just being okay, all the worlds are safe and sound, and they say their goodbyes. But then we have Digimon 2, and so the story kind of continues here. The digital world is in trouble again, and so we have like some new characters, but also we still get our characters from Digimon 1. They are in Digimon 2 as well. It's just that they are a little bit more grown up. And I really love this aspect of Digimon 2. I love to see them being a little bit more grown up and the way they think about Digimons, and just to be reunited again. It was really cool. And other thing that I really like about Digimon 2 was the fact that they kind of travel around the world. Like, you could see different parts of the world. It was not only focused on Japan. And for the other thing that I like, it was kind of the ending. It really closed more this Digimon story. And of course later we have like Digimon 3 and 4 and more of them, but those Digimons have like completely different characters, completely different Digimons, and it's okay. I still love those stories. They were really, really cool. They make some variations, like the way evolutions work was completely different, but it was really okay. Like, the story was still really great. But returning to this main story, to the first one, to our first chosen children, actually, because I thought in Digimon 2 this story was kind of closed, I wasn't expecting a Digimon Adventure 3 to pop out like 2 years ago. So I have to say that about that Digimon, I really loved the animation. Of course, it was like more fluent, it was kind of prettier, all the colors, the animation was really well done, and I again love to see like all these characters, of course again more related to the characters of Tai or Taichi and Matt or Yamato, all grown up and with different perspectives about the world and about how having a Digimon can be difficult, and just their new thoughts, but regarding actually like the digital world and the problems that they have with the Digimons and this new Digimon and things like that. I don't know, I just thought it was a little bit like kind of a weak argument. It just didn't make that much sense to me. Felt like just taken out of nowhere, and it didn't have like a complete closure, so I don't know, that aspect I thought it could be a little bit different. But anyways, I still watch it and I enjoy it. But then fortunately they actually make a movie, which was this Digimon Last Evolution, and like I really, really like it. I have to say that the movie was a really great idea from my point of view. Like, I again, if I love in Digimon 3 the fact that all the Digi destined were like growing up so you could see their new perspective in life and things like that, I actually like it way better in the movie. Of course they are way more grown up than in the last Digimon, and they are taking like these life decisions, so it gives the viewer this feeling that you kind of grow up with the chosen kids as well, so you just get to see them all grown up and with all these issues. But also I really love the argument for this story. You know, Digimons just have like an ending, just as everything, it just has like a type of an ending. So here we get the closure, and it's kind of beautiful and sad at the same time. It was really moving, actually, because I mean, maybe almost everyone at some point wanted to stay in this kind of Neverland and never grow up. But it just happened as these chosen kids, they grow up, they have to take new decisions, and just their Digimons cannot stick to them forever. But it just was a really nice closure. Of course it was way more sad than that closure they gave to the story in Digimon Adventure 2, but it was really good and really pretty. Like, it was really beautiful, the fact that they still live on remembering all their Digimons and having this hope of seeing them again, of meeting them again. So actually I really love the fact that it just stays kind of an open ending. a little bit. You just hope that they see each other again. Otherwise, they live happy with the fact that they had those great adventures and they carry them always within them. So it's really pretty. And also, I really like more the argument, like the new fact of this new lady that was actually kind of obsessed with all the chosen kids staying with their Digimons, like showing us the other way, like actually all these chosen kids could end up like her, but instead our chosen kids actually ends up just understanding what is happening and just moving forward with it. And actually the movie was really, really good in terms of course the production, and I also like the fact that we have like a prequel. So even though you don't really get to see much about the Sora character in the movie, because of the prequel, you can kind of understand that she's the first one that lost her Digimon. It's just that I still would have loved to see more about her in the movie, as well as the other Digidestined. Like, the only thing I would like the movie to have was the fact that I would have liked to see more about the other Digidestined kids. Like, not only about Tai and Matt and more of their emotions with their Digimons, but in general, it was really good. And yeah, in general, I just enjoy a lot the Digimon type of stories. And of course, especially the one I love the most is Digimon Adventure 1, because it's just my favorite childhood anime. And for me, it was such a fascinating story. It was extremely good, full of action and full of emotional moments. It made me cry, it made me laugh, because it also had a lot of comedy. And it made me learn a lot. It was just so pretty. And I just simply still love it. And well, actually, this is everything for today's episode, and I hope that you enjoy it a lot. If you had already watched this anime and it happens to be one of your childhood animes, then I hope that you have like a really cool time remembering all these things. And if you haven't watched this, I would recommend it to watch it, even though it's a little bit old, but it's just so great. And so, I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode and are looking forward for the next one. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you later. Bye bye!